Welcome back to Sports Day. Let's get into our soccer update. The FA Cup final live and exclusive on Paramount Plus. And the voice of Australian football, Paramount Plus commentator, is Simon Hill. And he joins us here on Sports Day. Simon, welcome. How are you going, mate?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Going really well, mate. It's going to be a fantastic final. Chelsea against Liverpool, Saturday night, live and exclusive on Paramount Plus. You must be looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big game. It's, you know, arguably the culmination of the domestic season over in England, although there are still a few Premier League games to be played afterwards, which still causes consternation as to whether it's taken a little bit of the sheen off the final. But it's a big game. It's a big chance for Chelsea in particular to put a piece of silverware on the table at the end of what's been a rather disappointing campaign for them. And, of course, they've had some off-field issues with the sale of the club from Roman Abramovich as well. For Liverpool, they're, you know, on the hunt for this elusive quadruple. They're in the final of the Champions League. They're still very much in contention in the Premier League. They won the Carabao Cup, strangely, against Chelsea in February. So they, you know, they're sort of tossing them up at the moment and hoping they can win all four, which would be incredible if they could do that.
And what comes out of that is trying to weigh up your selections and who you play and how much importance you place on the FA Cup, Simon. Liverpool, where do you think this sits in the scheme of things for them, though?
It's a good question. If we're being brutally honest, probably, given that they've won the Carabao Cup, it's probably the third priority out of the three that are available, which sounds, you know, sacrilege, really, given how prestigious the FA Cup is. But that's just the modern-day reality of how important the Premier League and the Champions League in particular have become. So, you know, they want to win it, make no mistake. But because they've got games to come after the final, and I just had a chat on another radio station about, you know, the possibility of Fabinho playing because he picked up an injury in their latest match against Aston Villa. Do they risk him? I don't think they do because they've got other games and probably games that have got to take more priority than the cup final, which is a pity, but that's just modern football, I'm afraid.
Yeah, Chelsea and Liverpool, such big names in English football, but I suppose the romance of the FA Cup has come in those times when Elton John's Watford or a minnow comes out of nowhere to make the final. What do you prefer, these two clubs, for instance, going at it, or would you like to see a club that ordinarily would not be in the same conversation?
Yeah, look, I think unless you support one of the two clubs involved, you're looking to see different clubs get the final, which gives it a little bit of, you know, extra interest, particularly when, you know, I remember Portsmouth in 2008, and that's a city that I know very well because I studied there when I was a lot younger, when I was at university. And, you know, when they got to the final, I was very, you know, involved in that final because they hadn't won a trophy since the 1940s or 1950s. So, you know, you want to see those clubs get into the big stage and having a chance to win a trophy. But, you know, the strength of the big clubs means that more often than not, it's those two fight it out for the silverware. And that's the way it's played out again this season. Again, that's, you know, just the reality of modern football, that these clubs are so powerful, it's very difficult to knock them over.
Simon, this morning, his time, Thomas Tuchel has basically come out and admitted that his team is drained and mentally tired. Is that an excuse already up front on the eve of the game?
It's either an excuse or it's a bit of kidology. And it might be either because, you know, the favourites are Liverpool and everybody's talking about the quadruple. Thomas Tuchel is maybe trying to take a little bit of the heat off his team even further by saying, look, you know, we're spent. I don't think we can win this. But make no mistake, he'll have them fired up for this game. This may well be the last hurrah for this particular team. You know, they won the Champions League, remember, last year. They're FIFA Club World Cup winners as well. So they're, the best in terms of the last 12 months. They are the champion club side in world football. So, you know, they're not massive underdogs in this game. They might be slight underdogs, but they've got quality in their ranks. And if they put a game together on Saturday night against Liverpool, they could easily win. They're dangerous. So I'd take those comments with a little pinch of salt, to be honest.
Now, if they win, what does it do for the future of the club? As you pointed out at the start, Russian owner Roman Abramovich has put the club up for sale. That happened in early March. Does it make it a more, say, significant investment for a potential purchaser or not?
Well, look, it doesn't hurt. Winning trophies is always a positive. But the club, as I understand it, is essentially sold to a consortium led by a guy called Todd Boehly, who's an American. He's a part owner of the LA Dodgers baseball team over in the States. Mm-hmm. A lot of American investors in the Premier League. And the asking price, I think, is about $4.75 billion. Billion pounds. And he's promised to invest a further $2 billion in the team and the academy and the women's team and everything else. So I don't think it will make much difference to the short-term future of the club. Obviously, the bigger question, and Todd Boehly is clearly not short of a few bucks, but has he got pockets as deep as Roman Abramovich? You know, these clubs don't make money in the traditional sense of business. They lose money hand over fist, even though there are lots of riches on offer for winning Champions League and Premier League, etc. So they need owners with very deep pockets to keep investing. Whether Todd Boehly is that man, I don't know. And what his plans are, I don't know. But yeah, winning a trophy, it's nice, but I don't think it will make that much difference, to be honest.
Speaking of Chelsea, of WA perspective, Sam Kerr, initially, what goals she scored the other day to give Chelsea another title? And B, does this affect the women's side in terms of the ownership and where Chelsea is heading? Sam Kerr, for instance, could that affect where she plays next season?
Well, I mean, it could do. But as I say, Todd Boehly has promised, at least in public, to invest in the women's team as part of the club. A lot of the Premier League clubs these days see their women's team as valuable assets. It's a very recent change, but it's a welcome one nonetheless. But yeah, I mean, you're looking at that Chelsea team that in the Women's League has just won three consecutive titles. So, you know, if their futures aren't assured, then the likes of Sam may be looking to move on. I don't know. I doubt it, but it's possible. So there's a lot of questions to answer, really, with the future of Chelsea. And you know, all that will be revealed over the coming weeks and months.
And briefly, Simon, A-League finals begin. Who's winning the title?
I'm sort of leaning towards Melbourne Victory at the moment, just because they're on a very long unbeaten run. They're 15 matches without loss. Tony Popovich has got them right on the money at the moment. Form is a very important thing. Momentum is good going into the finals. Melbourne City, obviously, the premiers. They deserve to be over the course of the season, but I don't think they're quite in the same groove as Victory at the moment. Adelaide and Central Coast are the other two teams in great form at the moment. They might have a puncher's chance, but they're having to do it the long way round because they're in the elimination final this week. So, yeah, I just fancy that the winner might come from one of those three.
Simon, thank you very much for your time tonight, mate. And we look forward to seeing you in action. FA Cup final, Chelsea against Liverpool, Saturday night live and exclusive on Paramount Plus. Go well, mate.
Cheers, guys. Have a good week.
Good on you. Simon Hill there, the voice of Australian football. Nice to have a yak to him. We'll clear a commitment on the other side and get into a man who knows everything about the world of golf. There's a fair bit going on too. Jason Day collapse. We'll have a chat about that next.